Illinois' need to make painful budget cuts has become a common refrain at the Capitol, and Quinn's chief of staff, Jack Levin, admits it.
Every year we say this is the toughest budget, and I'm saying again, this year, this is the toughest budget we've ever faced.
That's how the nearly 1,200 state employees set to lose their jobs under Quinn's plan are sure to feel, too. Quinn wants to close 14 major state facilities, many of which would shift where Illinois houses its criminals. Quinn proposes closing a women's prison in Dwight, as well as the TAMS Supermax prison in deep southern Illinois. TAMS had housed Illinois' death row inmates. Now that Illinois no longer has capital punishment, the administration says it can move the state's most violent criminals to other prisons. John Mackey is director of the John Howard Association, a prison rights group. He applauds closing TAMS given its history of harsh tactics, but he says closing Dwight doesn't make sense when Illinois' prisons are already overcrowded.
We don't get to a smaller prison system by simply closing prisons down. I mean, that's going to make the situation worse. That's going to make conditions worse. That's going to endanger not only the inmates, but also the staff that work in these prisons.
Mackey also pans Quinn's idea of shutting down all but one of the state's seven transition centers. They're like halfway houses and help ease inmates back into society with vocation and drug abuse programs.
Instead of doing that from these adult transition centers located all over the state, two in Chicago, Peoria, Decatur, Aurora, Carbondale. Instead of doing that in those centers, they're going to do it on electronic detention.
That's Quinn's budget director, David Vaught.
But we're not done yet.
The administration also wants to close two juvenile detention facilities in Joliet and Murfreesboro, shut down a forensic lab in Carbondale, mental hospitals in Tinley Park and Rockford, institutions for the developmentally disabled in Jacksonville and Centralia, and consolidate 24 human service offices.
You begin to see that everybody in the state is going to be affected by this downsizing of state government and this closing of facilities.
That's already raised the ire of the state's largest public employees union. Even before Quinn's address, AFSCME is slamming the cuts. It's not just closures. Quinn's calling for 9% cuts to most state agencies. Schools and universities are the main exceptions because the governor's office says education is key to creating jobs in the future. There are also predictions Quinn will discuss eliminating some business tax breaks, possibly to pay down the growing backlog of overdue bills. But what may get the most attention is what Quinn isn't going to propose. The governor's top aides say stabilizing Illinois' pension and Medicaid programs is crucial for the fiscal future. They say those twin pressures are squeezing out other state spending and forcing the rest of the cuts and closures. But Chief of Staff Jack Levin says Quinn won't use his budget address to give specific recommendations on a cure.
It's not everything just what the governor says. It's got to be the governor working with the General Assembly to decide what the priorities are and how we can address this significant issue of out-of-control spending.
The governor and legislature don't have the closest working relationship. Already, Republicans like Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine say Quinn's plan increases spending and runs a deficit.
So the idea that somehow fiscal responsibility has come to the Quinn administration is patently false.
Last year, lawmakers put together a budget with less spending than what Quinn had wanted and included few of his ideas. He promptly vetoed parts of that plan. But with the state's finances still in shambles, Quinn may be more than happy to step down from his bully pulpit and share the pain. I'm Amanda Vinicky.